Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey, folks, welcome to All Things Franchising today. We've got a great show ahead of us. My name is Linda Ballesteros, and I am your host today. Today, I want to spotlight a franchise that doesn't have anything to do with hamburgers and french fries, because one of the first questions that people ask me as a franchise broker is, so you represent McDonald's or Burger King. Folks, there are so many types of franchise models out there, business industries out there that are represented using the franchise model. And many of them are work from home. Many of them cover a huge spectrum of products and services. Today, I'm going to be spotlighting Network in Action, and it is an international company, and they actually believe that the perfect mix of technology and face-to-face networking will help your business grow. My guest today is Scott Talley, and Scott is, he calls himself a serial entrepreneur. Many of us are that way as well. And he spearheaded the fifth fastest growing company in Houston in 2010. He has a passion for networking and people, which actually led him to becoming the founder of Network in Action. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, especially during these trying times. So thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about those trying times in just a bit. So, Scott, tell me, what led you to see that there was a need for another networking group? For those entrepreneurs and small business owners out there, many of us build our business through whether it's the chamber or BNI or other networking organizations. Where did you see that there was a need for something different? And how is NIA different?
Sure. Thank you. So it's sort of comical and simple. My wife had gotten her real estate license. I owned a marketing company. I told her, honey, you can put your little white pearls and your black dress on and I'll market the heck out of you. It's not going to work. You have to go network. And I usually would follow that up with some snide comment about what I didn't like about networking. So after 2 or 3 weeks of prodding her and her visiting a few different networking groups, we had a discussion about how she wasn't finding certain things favorable either. The amount of time that's put in, the lack of professionalism, the lack of technology, having to meet every single week, buying powdered eggs, whether you wanted them or not. Started thinking, you know what, LinkedIn started as a networking site. Why didn't it work? Well, it didn't work for networking because the trust, you couldn't meet face-to-face. So I thought, if we built some great technology like LinkedIn and had a once-a-month meeting and had professional leadership, we could change the dynamic. So that was the impetus. My wife was the first member of Network in Action, and she was also the first person to be kicked out. But we'll save that story for later.
Well, I'm sure there's a story behind that, because for you to kick your wife out, I'm sure that there's a good story behind that, Scott. So tell me a little bit about, again, how is Network in Action different? How can you encourage people to look at one more networking group and show how they can benefit from being a member of that?
Great question. So it starts with three different pieces that all have a significant impact on the type of member. The first one is we have a monthly meeting where most networking groups meet weekly. The second difference is we created really fantastic technology that keeps everyone connected on their smartphone app through an app that is very similar to Facebook and LinkedIn, but allows for a lot of reporting and passing of referrals and staying connected in a very professional way. The biggest difference is our franchise owners. We look for people who want to lead and are passionate about helping others. So someone with sort of a ministerial background, somebody that really has, you know, wanted to make six figures plus, which is reported in our item 19, and wants to have a minimum investment and help people, will bring together a group of like-minded individuals. So 90% of a network and action group are business owners and decision makers, and they're the only ones that you'll find that is true of. Most networking groups are loaded up with salespeople and a lot of multi-level marketing. While there's nothing wrong with either one of those, it certainly is nice to network business owners.
Absolutely, it is. So, Scott, when we talk about networking, and you're saying that most of your chapters meet once a month, how can you build those relationships? Because one of the big selling features, one of the big things that other organizations say is that you meet weekly to build those relationships. How do you do that when you only meet once a month?
Yeah, so there's three things that change that dynamic. One, if I'm a salesperson, and I am, I've been a salesperson all my life, when I go to any event, I'm looking for leads. That's just my nature. I need to go back to the office and tell my boss exactly how many leads I have in the pipeline and how valuable that last 90 minutes of my life was. When I go as an owner of a networking group, I go with a complete different intention. I can go with the original intention that networking was created for, and that's to find out how I can help others. So the second piece is, if you notice, a traditional networking group is made up of about four components. There's about 25 to 30 minutes of the 90 minutes every single week where people are giving elevator pitches. We never do that at Network in Action. We've taken a person's elevator pitch on a video. So that saves us about 25 minutes every meeting. We also have a scoreboard in our technology, and this will make complete sense to you, where we can track someone's activity. So now we don't have to stand up and waste 25 or 30 minutes at the end of a meeting going around and saying whether we've passed a referral or not. So if you think about it, in a four-week period, you've got 50 or 60 minutes where you're really not networking in each of those meetings. So if we take 90 minutes with intention and lead an exercise, a different exercise at every single meeting you'll ever go to, you'll have a different outcome. So let me sum it up. The quality of the leaders, the quality of the members, and the methodology we use as our meetings allow us to really connect with people.
So when you're building these chapters, and that's great to know, that when you're building these chapters, Scott, does it have the same exclusive chair format that you see in some of the other organizations?
It does. And so the only way networking can work is to have exclusivity on the deal, because you're trying to build trust between that industry and yourself so that you know enough about them to refer. So a lot of times people will mistake, in my opinion, people will mistake a chamber of commerce or other networking opportunities. So chamber of commerce is a member of several, and they do a great job what they do, but they offer opportunities to network. There's a drastic difference between being a part of a committed group with leadership that's measuring the results and industry exclusive. So in a typical chamber environment, you know, the person that's the best networker and goes the most often, and usually it's more than once a week, is going to get the most business. So mm-hmm. We can take an investment in the person, learn about their business, put the right people around them, and get a dramatic result.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. You know, Scott, what you're describing, it almost sounds like a hybrid, maybe between the mastermind and a networking group.
It's a very good point. So usually our retention is very, very high, and we're very excited about that. So typically at the end of a 11 or 12 month period, you know, the group is by and large intact, 80%+ of them. So they all know each other. They know how to help each other. So we do start to change gears starting that second year in a franchise, and we start to put in a little bit of mastermind. And we use the talent in the room. So the social media person will take their turn, you know, teaching everyone about social media. And the business attorney will talk about mistakes businesses make with contracts. And so there's a real added value to the group once it gets beyond the phase where they all need to spend most of the time getting to know how to help each other.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for them to be able to bring their talent to the room, because that's one of the reasons that you actually attract the decision makers, is because they have a level of expertise, we would hope, that maybe just a salesperson, I don't want to say just a salesperson, but that a salesperson would bring to the table.
That's right. You're going to find a whole different dynamic when an owner is speaking. Traditionally, one of the other criteria for our groups, not only do all members have to pass a background check and a personality profile, typically, again, 90% of the time, they're going to have owned their business for more than 3 years. So they're well entrenched in the community. They know people. You know, they've spoken about their business and know how to represent it and know how to help people.
And all of that's really important, because many times what you find at a chamber, and again, the chambers do a great job, find a lot of networking newbies, and they don't really understand what a referral is versus what a lead is. And there is a lot of time that's invested in getting them up to speed. So it's great to be able to network with seasoned networkers. That's a huge value.
That's a huge value. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, I think it was the smartest, I forget her name, but the woman that has the highest IQ of anyone in America said, if I ask you two questions, I can say everything, I'll know everything I need to know about you. What books are you reading and who are you hanging out with? Mm-hmm. And in a network action group, you know, it's amazing how you can surround yourself with, it's a big difference between surrounding yourself with 25 and 30 business donors and decision makers as opposed to 18 to 20 salespeople, marketing people, multi-level marketing people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a different, the quality of, you know, it's a quality of membership.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Scott, now that we have a better idea of what Network in Action is, let's talk about it from the franchisee's perspective. So when you are looking and you're interviewing franchisees for this opportunity, what are you looking for? Who's coming to you and say, I think I can do that?
Yeah, it's the most important question, because in a traditional networking group, the leadership changes every year, sometimes every 6 months. So in a traditional networking group, let's say it's your turn, Linda, and you've got a lot of experience and you've got time and you're committed to the process, you lead a great group. Your group is thriving, it's growing, people are happy, referrals are being spread, relationships are being built, and then it's my turn to be president. And God forbid my business is not doing well, or I'm going through a divorce, or you know, I'm not willing to follow the model. All of a sudden, because the system works and I'm not willing to follow it, the group goes to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
And people are paying to be part of this roller coaster. So when one joins a network and action group, they don't have to worry about that. I look for leaders, to answer your question. You've got to be willing to tell the 60-year-old banker, hey, you've missed a meeting and, you know, you can't miss another one because it's important that you're here. You're important to the group. You've got to be willing to lead. And then you've got to be a real Pied Piper. So I look for connectors. And luckily, knock on wood, we have found 58 of those franchise owners in 15 states in our first 3 years of franchising, about 3.5 years of franchising. We expect to double this year to 100, a little over 100. And really what I'm looking for is people who have a passion for helping others. Like I mentioned before, sort of a ministerial background. I was studying for the ministry in college and worked another 25 years and always sort of had something pulling at me that I wanted to do something more significant. And yet I like to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you balance that? And, mm-hmm. you know, we feel like we've found a professional way for people to live out their mission.
And when you talk about what they bring to the table, what kind of training do you provide for those that have maybe not necessarily led a group, but they do have a way, they're an influencer, but they've never really
sure.
led a group. So what kind of training do you offer, Scott?
Again, we'll take every blessing we can get. We have never had a failure, so we feel like our training is pretty solid. We start mm-hmm. with pre-training, and then the candidate, the franchise owner has an option to either come into Houston for a week or they can join us online. So we have an online sales course. We had this long time prior to COVID-19, an online sales course where they can take the entire training directed by a trainer for a week, and they'll come out of that. So there's some franchise owners we haven't even met in person, and they're out there operating with our brand. So that's pretty unique. In addition to the weekly training, we have a Monday phone call at 9 o'clock that's recorded every single week that allows our franchise owners to connect with and me to ask any questions they might want to ask. We additionally have a website we share. We use our own technology, so at any point in time, a franchise owner can connect with any of the other franchise owners that they like via our website. So we don't keep people away from each other. And then 24/7, they have a website that they can access with hundreds of videos. I guess the nicest compliment I've gotten is one of our franchise owners also owned a Sandler sales trainer, which is a great franchise. Mm-hmm. Probably has 250 franchises, been around 30 years. And she commented after about 4 months with us that our support materials and our training was superior to Sandler's. And that was the ultimate compliment. Never had a failure. It's not difficult as long as people, as you know, Linda, from your background, so well, if they're willing to follow a model, the testament that we've never had a failure, you know, we know we can show people how to do this. And they don't have to be great salespeople. Now, you can't be afraid to ask for the money, but you don't have to have had a sales background. You just have to have a real passion for helping people.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Scott, you mentioned just a few moments ago COVID-19. And for those of you listening to this recording, know that it is April the 7th, 2020. And we are the nation is pretty much into, for all purposes, I'll say a shutdown. So when I say shutdown, that means there are no chamber meetings. There are no B&I meetings unless it's all done virtually. So, Scott, it's almost like you set up your model so that it goes seamlessly into a situation like this. So your members are able to continue doing business as they had done before.
And probably more important than ever. So our response is response has been really interesting. So right when this was first announced, we decided to launch what we call a daily dose. And it's a speaker at 1 o'clock on a webinar every day at 1 o'clock. And these are on our YouTube channel as well. And we have so much talent across the country with business coaches and CPAs and bookkeepers and business attorneys that we're tapping all this talent. And they're taking an hour and 15 minutes and educating people. So early on, we were way ahead of the curve on all of the financial programs being offered businesses. And I challenged our franchise owners to, you know, become a resource for information, not like someone running a networking group. Because a lot of chambers weren't putting out early information about the financial programs available. So we're happy to announce that of our members polled, 87% of them have applied for some type of government program in the first 2 days. And we think that was because of our... Then we started putting out a value-added tip, which was a daily message to try to inspire and prompt people up and keep their heads in the right place. We went to Zoom meetings for our regular monthly meetings, so our franchise owners have been holding little coffee clicks and happy hours on Zoom. But here's the coolest part. In the last 2 weeks, our groups have grown by 20%. We had 20% growth across the country in all of our different groups. For one reason, people recognize that on the other side of this, that having a tribe of people that want to help you is going to help relaunch businesses much faster than going at it alone. So early on, I was told by one of my franchise owners, well, you said this was a recession-proof franchise. And I remember commenting back to her, well, I didn't say it was pandemic-proof. You know, we're going to find out. But we've been very, very pleased with our members. We haven't lost members. Believe it or not, we've had two people to ask us to suspend their payments all across the country, two out of thousands. Mm-hmm. So I think people see the value in having a group of people who are willing and able and wanting to help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. It's a great model, and especially right now, Scott and I have a feeling that you may have some competition after this, because others are going to see that that's a great need. I tell you what, Scott, we need to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, could you tell me, share with our listeners maybe a success story, maybe one of your franchisees that wasn't sure in the beginning but found themselves being more successful than what they actually anticipated. Would you mind sharing a story with us?
Love to. Thank you.
Perfect. Folks, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more from Scott Talley with Network in Action.
Ready to update your tired old kitchen or bathroom? Then you need to call Gambone's Custom Home Improvements. Gambone's does all phases of remodeling, specializing in kitchen and bath remodels. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements is a company you can trust. Family owned and operated with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call Gambone's today, 832-437-8898, or check them out on the web at gamboneschi.com. That's gamboneschi.com. Gambone's Custom Home Improvements, where you will get quality work at a quality price.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. All Things Franchising is the radio show that you've been waiting for. Whether you're looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle by growing your business, allowing you to experience some of the fun things in life, or if you are looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, Linda Ballesteros is your host on All Things Franchising, where she interviews franchise experts from around the world. We feature top franchisers, franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, as well as others who support this fast-growing business model. Go to our Facebook and Twitter pages to listen to past shows and join the conversations on All Things Franchising.
Have you ever been moved by a speaker who touches your heart? What are the unique talents that set them apart from other speakers? Do they have some magic formula for connecting? Do you want to become that kind of speaker? Dr. Vicky High and Linda Ballesteros have a winning combination to present speakers that want people coming back for more. Together, they command a room, engage with audiences, and value laughter as a means to educate, inform, and entertain. If you'd like to learn from these two experts, join us to become a speaker who leaves the stage with Love That Speaker on everyone's lips. Email us at lovethatspeaker@gmail.com for more details. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, folks, welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today, and we're talking with Scott Talley, the founder of Network in Action. And if you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, folks, I am sure you've done some networking. Well, Scott's created a platform and a model that has tweaked it just a bit, and it certainly sounds like something that would free up some time, because when I first started networking, Scott, I was doing it from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I was exhausted, because you can do that, right?
Right. You know, unfortunately, you can waste a lot of time, too, if you end up in places where, your audience isn't in that room. It can be very expensive. You know, your time is super valuable with all the things you have going on, just you personally, Linda, think about it.
Right.
You know,
right.
People don't put a dollar amount on their time, so yeah.
Right, exactly. So when we broke for commercial break, I ask you if you may have a story to tell us, because many times we talk about the concept, but when someone hears a story, they can see themselves in that story. So do you have one you can share with us?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm going to share two short ones. The first
sure.
one is the first we bought our franchise. He was a personal friend of mine. He was a big networker. In fact, he was an ambassador in another organization. So he was going to about 7 networking meetings a week, and his dues were paid. So he was being compensated $450 for the year. And he doesn't have children. He has a dog, and he had his networking group, and he was in love with his networking group. When I first told him this story, I came home and told my wife, wow, I hope I don't lose my friendship. I mean, his arms were all crossed, and he looked angry that I would be creating some new networking group, and why would I want to take on a giant like BNI? And I was like, well, we're not taking on. My life's mission is not to try to be better than BNI. That's not what this is about. Within a few weeks, he circled back to see how it was going. He came to my second meeting in the Heights in Houston, and he came up to me afterwards, and he goes, where did you get this talent, this level of people? They're all owners, and there's a bunch of people in here. And long story short, he bought a franchise. He's been with our first franchise. He's been franchised in 4 years. In 2018, his item 19 was $116,000. And this year it went up about 12% to $136,000. So he traded a $450 volunteer job for six-plus figures. He's happy as can be, 67 years old. But he was a big-time networker. He was a big networker. So it makes sense that he would be able to do this. My second quick story is a woman who was running a call center, basically just an HR manager, no sales experience, hadn't really networked, and she bought our franchise out in Conroe. And honestly, she got off to a sort of a slow start. So in about the 7th or 8th week, I went out on an appointment with her just to see what she was doing, and the appointment looked completely different than what we trained. So I challenged her a little bit. I said, listen, if this is going to work, the only way I know it works is to do it the way we train it. So let's do that. So I modeled a sales call for her, then watched her on one more, and I left. And since that day, she now is operating a group in Conroe, Magnolia, and Montgomery, doing very, very well. Will make 6 figures. I believe she made 6 figures in 2019 with no sales experience and no network experience. But she has the heart of a saint. She's a wonderful person who cares about her members, and people pick up on that, and she leads them. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, you know, there again, people want to know how can this be right for me? And many times, if you share a story, then they can kind of see themselves in that. So it sounds as though you've only been NIA has been around. What did you say? 4 years now?
Yes, we did our first franchise 4 years ago, and then we waited about 8 months, worked all the kinks out, and really started franchising 3.5 years ago.
So, Scott, why do you think it has caught on and grown so quickly for a franchise to go in 4 years to 58 franchisees in 15 states? I have to tell you, as a broker, that's pretty remarkable.
Well, you're very kind. You know, it's funny because I feel like we're going slow, Linda. I'll tell you the answer to your question is this, I believe. And I think it has little to do with us. I think there are so many people in this country that have these huge hearts that want to give back and enjoy the feeling of giving back. And when they see the network in action model and they go, you know, this is what I've been doing all my life, trying to help people. Now I can make 6 figures. It resonates with them. And then they dive into it and the simplicity. I literally have people. I had a lady, I think that you might know her, Ms. Toni Harris in Kingwood.
Absolutely.
Who, Toni was introduced to our franchise around July 16th of 2019. Got in her waiting period. As for you listeners, you know, there's a 15-day waiting period once you receive the document. It really becomes 17 days, right? Long story short, she trained and finished her training the Friday before Labor Day. And 5 weeks later, she had got her first group and had already referred 2 people to me to buy a franchise. So some people go from, you know, 0 to 100 in 60 seconds, literally in about 60 days, literally. And others, you know, take 2 years. And we'll take whatever pace somebody wants to go at. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of people out there that just want to help people and still need to make a nice living. And that's what Network Connection provides them on very low risk. you recognize that we as a joke give everyone a $50 Staples card because we say that once you invest your $40,000, all you need is $60. If you have a network connection, smartphone and a laptop, all you need is about $60 for your business cards. And you will start to put money in your bank account before you spend another nickel. So it's very low low investment, really, for the kind of return we can get. I think that puts us in pretty rare air. And then also, you only need 27 customers to make your $40,000 back. So that's one of the reasons I think you never had a failure.
Yeah,
no bricks
absolutely.
And mortar, no bricks and mortar,
yeah.
No real estate, no employees. And so, and, you know, and a pretty easy system to follow.
Well, and Scott, I have to tell you that there's probably a lot of people out there, and I was one of those that led groups and was not compensated, or I was compensated just minimally, barely covered gas. So this is a model that is a great way for those leaders to continue to do that, but to be compensated for it at the same time. So that's rare out in networking as well.
You know, and Linda, as we start to get older, you know, you start thinking about, okay, what do I have for retirement? You know, my top earning franchise is 67 years old, and he tells his members all the time, I'm doing this until the day I can't because I love it. He loves being around people. It's his joy every month. When he has, you know, you've got to – so we have a lot of business coaches. 24% of our franchise owners are existing business coaches who wake up one day and go, you know, I really can't sell my business because if I go, my clients go. So they recognize that this would be an asset they can build up. So,
yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Scott, if somebody's listening right now and they're going, man, that really sounds like something I'd like to know more about, how would they find more about Network in Action or about you?
Great. Well, I appreciate that again. So if you go to www.franchise.networkinaction.com, so just put the word franchise in front of networkinaction.com. That's our franchise website. And obviously, we'd love for them to reach out to you and make an introduction, let you screen them and get the ball rolling. Also, my mobile number is available all over, 713-417-6152. And if I have one more minute, can I tell you what I'm most proud about, Linda?
What's that?
My wife and I, when we started this company, we wanted to make sure that we were giving back. We felt like from day one we had a, you know, we had going to hit a home run. So all of our franchise owners lead their members in month 10 in a community service project. And our goal is to have something in the world going on every 8 hours positive led by Network in Action members. And I'm really proud to say that already every 9 days, something, whether it's a helping a food bank or helping a women's shelter or helping a veterans group, something is being chosen by each Network in Action group to be supported. Nonprofits get in our groups at no cost. We feel like from, you know, it fits in with our mantra, not just because it's fashionable, but because it's what we should be doing. We're really proud of that as well.
Absolutely. You know, and I love that, Scott, because one of the things that I do as a broker is I donate to my clients, a nonprofit of my client's choice. And I think it's important to give back because today it is critical for us to be aware of nonprofits or social groups that need help. And the giving back piece, I think, is, you know, I think it's critical these days. I do. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, we had a member in the Woodlands real quick whose son had a tumor that was too large to operate, and they were sent home for about 4 or 5 months. The kid was 8 or 9 years old. And five groups in the Woodlands banded together to raise money for this family, and they Ubered the family from the Woodlands to MD Anderson, about 40-mile trek, twice a week. They also sent a nanny into the home to cook twice a week. So there's great things going on all over the country by a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
I'm super proud. Franchise owners for leading these members in this effort. And what happens is the members get to show off their skills. So the website lady builds a website and the social media lady promotes, and you know, you've got all this talent coming to the forefront, and everybody gets to start to experience that. So it helps with the networking as well.
I love that. I love that. Well, Scott, we're down to the end of the show, and I've got a couple of those last three questions. And the first question is, if there's someone listening, and we may have talked a little, touched a little bit on some of this, if someone is listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest that they do to prepare for this process?
That's a great question. I think you have to ask yourself, really, what are your priorities today and over the next 10 years? You're going to enter into an agreement, into a marriage, basically with another business owner. What are your priorities? So if your priorities are freedom and have some time on your own, then you want to look at franchises that don't have inventory, that don't have employees, that don't have real estate, because each one of those things keeps you in town longer. So
right.
Yeah, that's one thing. So really think about what your values are. Don't think about so much where should I be looking for, you know, which widget, but what do I want my life to look like? And what can I wake up every day being passionate about? I think that's the two critical things. And then someone like Linda can help you, you know, decipher what that opportunity is. And there's lots of them out there. What, 4,300, Linda, in North America?
Easily. Absolutely.
300 a year, I read.
Yeah. And you know, that is one of the things that people don't take into consideration, and they end up backing into it. And if that, and I tell my clients, if the franchise doesn't fit into your lifestyle, it will not be a success. It is not about making sure that your lifestyle fits with the franchise. You know, you just have to go into it making sure that it's not going to disrupt the whole family. And people don't think of that.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Great advice.
So the next question is, what are two traits that make up a successful franchisee?
This is a no-brainer, but obviously you have to be willing to follow them. I would be a terrible franchisee because I'm creative and I want to do my own thing and I got an idea every minute. So you've got to be willing to follow the model. I mean, why buy Chick-fil-A and not serve waffle fries, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, got to follow the model. That would be one. And then two, I think I'm going to keep going back to what I just said. It's got to be the passion.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it every day for at least 10 years. I want to have an undying passion. You know, my wife and family say, "Why, you work a lot?" And I go, "I never work. What do you mean? I never work. I'm at the office a lot. I don't ever work."
Yeah.
I mean, I get to talk to members. I get to talk to clients. I love all of them. You know, it feels like running a big church, and yet I'm getting paid handsomely.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that, Scott. The last question here is, what do you see the future of franchising looking like as we move forward?
Wow. Well, I think that we are probably about to have an explosion, and you're more of an expert than me on this, but you know, there were 40,000 people in the first 10 days that filed for unemployment in Houston. I think a subset of the population is going to go, you know what, I don't want to go back to that job. I don't want to go back to that boss. I wasn't happy. You know, I've got a severance package. So I think franchising is going to continue to be the answer to a lot of people's questions. Look, you don't have to look any further. These aren't statistics that Linda and I make up. 9 out of 10 businesses fail. And to that front, we just started a new revenue stream called NIA Crowd Coach. And what that is where we take solo entrepreneurs who wouldn't qualify for a network and action group, and we use our members to coach them up 3 hours a month. And so we're trying to reduce the 9 out of 10 people going out of business that start their own, while 9 out of 10 franchises succeed. So why take the risk of putting your family's retirement or 401k or investment at risk to start your own deal when there are so many successful franchises out there? There's bound to be one that will light your passion.
Yep. Absolutely. That's great advice, Scott. One more time, if someone is listening and they want more information about you and Network in Action, how would they find out that information?
Great. Well, before I go, I want to thank you for having me. And you're a pro. I mean, you should call 60 Minutes. You're really good at this.
Thank you, Scott. I'll send you the check in the mail.
There you go. You can reach me, email Scott at Network in Action. That's Network, INACTION.com. And on my mobile, it's 713-417-6152.
Scott, I really appreciate you being a guest on the show, and I look forward to reaching out to Ms. Toni Harris and see if she would like to be a guest on the show and tell from a franchisee standpoint.
That would be awesome. She would love it. She's great.
I know. Yeah.
Thank you again so much for having me on. Thank you for the audience for listening.
Absolutely. Folks, this is an example of what I've been saying all along, and that is that franchising goes way beyond McDonald's and Chick-fil-A. Scott has created a platform that has been very successful for not just networkers, but for those who have led networking groups for years and maybe only got paid a couple hundred dollars a month. And I will be among those to say, I have done that. I've founded groups. I have led groups. And it's very difficult to continue that passion when the compensation is not there. So I would advise that you check out Network in Action if it's something you're interested in. I'm sure I can do an introduction to Scott, and he'd be happy to talk to you about it. Okay, so we're at the end of the show, and here's my quote for the day. You know, you always wait for that. I know that's the only reason you stay on the line. I hope that's not the only reason. The richest people in the world look for and build networks. Everyone else, they look for work. That's a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. Folks, thanks so much for being with me today, and look forward to having you next time when we bring you more information about franchising.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.